Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, I think so. I felt like my debut again, but maybe even bigger. Obviously a bigger stage. And I think any experience you can get on any level at any stage is experience worth having. So I think that can always add to your career and where you've been and where you're going to go. So I think that'll definitely help.
And Lyman disagreed.
Well, because you mischaracterized. That wasn't the question. The question was better pitcher, not more confident. He answered that it would make him more confident and then said, yes, better. So you mischaracterized.
Well, if you're a more confident pitcher, you're obviously going to be a better
pitcher. Not true. Lots of confident pitchers suck. Trevor Bauer's been really confident in the past and has sucked in the past at times.
But for the most part,
another
he's been a good pitcher.
Another point to the Limester.
Has been a good pitcher. He's been a good pitcher.
Yeah, but I don't think you could be a good pitcher if you're not confident.
Exactly. Thank you. You gonna go out there and mope? That sucks. You gonna do what Jose Mesa did at the end of his career?
You'll be a belly itcher, I believe.
Okay, get out of here.
Okay,
it's already it. The weekend started yesterday for this idiot. 216-578-0092. We go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I can't believe you. We welcome in Zach Meisel. Find him on Twitter at Zach Meisel with a K, which is rarely used. It's been with an H with this generation. Zach is still one of the few guys who have a K in his name. Hello, Zach.
I'm sorry. Do people named Nicholas spell Nick, N-I-C-H? No. So, come on. Use the K.
Oh, well, I think we have ourselves a social fight going. All right, Zach, you heard, did you hear Shane Bieber yesterday? You were there, probably.
I was there, yes.
Does it make him a more confident pitcher? Does it make him a better pitcher then? How does that work?
Well, I think we overrate stuff like this.
Yes!
Are you
serious?
However.
No! Yeah.
I think what helps him is the fact that he was able to go on this main stage where he undoubtedly had nerves and was able to strike out the side, three All-Stars. Like, that helps you. That gives you a little confidence moving forward. And, you know, if he gets into a jam this weekend against the Twins, though, I don't think he's going to be thinking, oh, well, I struck out Ronald Acuna, so I can strike out Jorge Polanco. Like, I think we overrate things like that. I think it's just kind of a natural evolution of someone's career when they accomplish things. Yeah, they can build their confidence, but again, like, this guy's been in the league for a year now. I think the fact that he made the All-Star game probably did just as much, if not more, than winning the MVP. I mean, it's like if Aroldis Chapman would have won the MVP, then are we saying, oh, it's just the same Bieber? Like, he's just as confident as he was before that, and so he's not going to be a better pitcher?
I just think you pull up in a brand new truck that was given to you because you're an All-Star or your All-Star MVP. I think it just changes the entire way you see life, Zach.
Yeah, I think it makes him – it puts him in the spotlight more. He's going to be bugged by reporters more. He's going to be more of a well-known figure. But I just think, like, if he pitches really well in the second half, I don't think it's because he won a Chevy Silverado. I mean, I think it's
– Whoa.
It's just
okay, hold
it's
on
effort.
A second.
Whoa. I know we don't mention a lot of names here. Let's not mention that name either, okay? All right. Let's not do that, Zach.
Someone's trying to get a deal.
I know, that's true. Zach Meisel joining us on the show. Zach, is this the most pivotal series of the year for the Cleveland Indians?
Yeah, and I'm typically one to not play into the hype of, oh, this series determines the rest of the season and what they do with the trade deadline. And I'm kind of all on board, though, for this.
Wow.
I think just because if the Indians win 2 or 3 or the Twins win 2 or 3, okay, maybe it's not that big of a deal. But if one of the teams sweeps, that's enormous. And the Indians are going to get 12 games here or 13 games against the Tigers, the Royals, and the Blue Jays, where you would think they're going to be able to go, I don't know, 9-4, 10-3 in that stretch, something like that, and slice this deficit a little more. So if they were able to sweep the Twins this weekend, it's like you've done your work. It's perfect. And then you've made your pitch to the front office that, you know, I don't think this is so people are so obsessed with saying you have to be buyers or sellers, and it's like you're either going all in and you're tearing down, and I don't think it's like that at all. But I do think, you know, you get to a certain point where you keep winning here the rest of this month, and you tell the front office, like, you better add to this club. You better add to this roster, because we do have what it takes to win the division. So there's a lot at stake here, just because these three games could really swing things one way or the other.
Zach, might as well join us on the hotline. I think you're exactly right about that. I think the Rangers going through that. Last night, their manager talked to them before about, hey, if you guys want us to actually do something, if you want the org to do something, you got to come out, you know, guns blazing. They win yesterday with a 5-0 shutout. They're 2.5 out of the wild card, 8 out of the division. So a lot of teams are going to be faced with this. My question is, you know, Ken made a point earlier that, hey, if we sweep the Twins this weekend, I'm going to call the division now. Can we really do that with so much baseball left, with so much head-to-head left, and with the fact that no matter what happens this weekend, the Twins lineup is still way better than the Indians lineup?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you, and the Indians schedule gets really tough in August, but I think it's just the fact that there's one trade deadline and there's not that August waiver period, which I know a lot of teams, it bought them more time to decide what they want to do. And the Indians are in a weird spot because they have to skip 2020 this month. They have to, because they're not going to play in free agency. Who knows, trim the payroll even more this winter, but they're going to have to. They don't have guys waiting at AAA to be the saviors next year. Like, this lineup is what it is, and maybe you add Daniel Johnson and Yu Chang, but like, it's not like you've got your savior down there at AAA. So you have to add offense somehow via trade, and you might be able to solidify that lineup better now than you would this coming winter. So it's just that there's so many things that they have to think about in the front office, and at the same time, you want to keep those guys in the clubhouse happy. You want to keep them motivated. So it's not like you can just trade Trevor Bauer or Brad Hand for just prospects and think that they're going to be thrilled with that and go out there and give it their all and win the division. So there are some really difficult decisions that are coming, a lot of scenarios that are already being discussed in the front office, and you know how they play, I think, kind of dictates which way they lean.
So let's cut the crap here. Does it bother you? Said that you just said they need to play for 2020. Does it bother them that they're actually good here over the last 3 weeks? Because it would make it a lot easier to trade guys and play for 2020 if they weren't.
No, I mean, I think in front of, I think you'd rather win now, but I think it complicates things. But I mean, that's part of the job. They can't be sitting up there sulking because the team is playing better. It makes it difficult. It's challenging. I mean, there's so many different things they have to think about, and they just don't have, like, they have to cash in at some point. Like, I think we all know if they don't trade Trevor Bauer this month, he's going to be traded this winter, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to figure out when are you going to get the best package, and how is that package going to help you in 2020? How is it going to help you in 2019? And is it worth it? And these are questions, like, without seeing what the potential offers are, what the returns could be, like, we're all just, it's guesswork for us. So we don't really know, and we can form opinions, but it's a lot more difficult when you're sitting up there on the fourth floor.
Yes, sir. Zach Meisel joining us on the show. Well, that's the problem I have, Zach, is where they're a professional sports team. They make their money based in entertainment. And so I have a problem where people tell me I'm missing the forest for the trees. No, I understand. They're not as good as the Astros. They're not as good as the Yankees or the Red Sox. So I understand that.
Well, they might be as good as the Red Sox.
Okay, they're not as good as the Yankees or the Astros. But you still have to play and try to put yourself in if you're in. And it's almost like a slap in the face, considering, hey, everybody tells me you can't predict baseball. You have no idea what's going to happen, but I'm going to trade away guys because, well, we just really don't think we have a shot this year, even if we do get to the postseason. So it forces me to have a conversation about something as ridiculous as a lame duck postseason run.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, because I also think if you traded Trevor Bauer and you got some pieces that'll help you next year, well, there's still no guarantee next year you're going to look as good as Houston or New York. I mean, it's you have to capitalize on the opportunity in front of you, but at the same time, you also can't just mortgage the future. I mean, unless you're going to get to a point where you push all in this year and you're you know you're going to be worse next year. And then you're starting to think about trading Francisco Lindor, and it's a slippery slope. So, again, the reason we're kind of talking in circles and there's no true answer here is because this is really, really difficult. And I can't think of another example. I mean, people have brought up Tampa last year, but that was different. You said it last segment, like that team was not expected to win its division for the fourth straight year. I don't know a front office that's gone through something like this where you have limitations from ownership, you have pieces that you might need to move because you know you can't keep them, and you have glaring holes that you have to address somehow, and there's no simple way to just, all right, let's just add. Like you can add pieces, and they could, I've said this before, but like they could buy and sell, and that could make sense for this year and next year. It's just, it all depends on what offers are out there and what they can do, and we just, especially at this point, we don't have any idea what that looks like.
Zach Meisel joining us on the hotline. Did what happened last year against the Astros in a three-game sweep that was not very flattering to the Indians or the organization, did that have them recalibrate maybe just what expectations would be in a series against a loaded team like that again, which might make them think twice about going all in? Like, I know we always say anything can happen in the postseason, but last year we saw, no, the better team just absolutely stomped us. And now, to me, I thought, Zach, that team last year was better than this Indians team this year.
Yeah, I think the thing was there was like a false sense of security around the Indians last year because it was such a cakewalk. And they never, they were never hungry. They never put in, I don't want to say they didn't put in effort, but they didn't need to until October. And you can't flip that switch. And they learned that the hard way. And so I think, I don't know, I think they learned their lesson there that they have to approach the regular season differently. But I think in terms of the roster, yeah, I think maybe it opened people's eyes a little bit. But it's tough because every year is different. I mean, we thought the Indians, they were the World Series favorites in 2017, and they were supposed to smack the Yankees upside the head, and for the first two games they did, and we saw how that played out. So it's not that the best team always wins, and it's not that it's just a random crapshoot and everyone has an equal chance. It's somewhere in between, and it's really tough to determine where this Indians team falls because we've only really seen them. I mean, people want to say, oh, the Indians have this record against teams over 500 or this record, and it's like, I don't care what they did when Alex Stamets was the shortstop. I don't care what they did when Yeffrey Rodriguez was like the number three starter. That's not the team that you have moving forward. The problem is the team you have moving forward, I've really only seen for a short period of time, and I don't know if that's good enough. And it's probably not. They need to reinforce the lineup. They need to get starting pitchers healthy. They probably could use another bullpen piece. So I don't know. I don't know if this is the type of team that can get to October and go on a run. But that's what I think the next 3 weeks are there to figure out.
Zach Meisel with us on the show. Zach, I only have a very little amount of time. I just have to squeeze these in. Carlos Carrasco, are we going to have a chance to get him back this year, you think? Just your guess.
Yeah, I think so. They're just going to have to manage how that would work based on his treatment and how he feels. So I think that's kind of tricky, and it's something they've never dealt with before. So it'll take some time.
Did Francisco Lindor's just love of Cleveland put more pressure on the Dolans?
It certainly makes him seem like he can be, you know, if he ends up walking, he's certainly going to be revered here forever, and Cleveland's going to love him, and it's not going to help ownership, that's for sure.
Zach, we thank you very much for the time. All the best, my friend.
Always a pleasure to join you guys on the Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Yes, thank you, Zach. We appreciate it. All the best.
You got it, guys.
The great Zach Meisel joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. 216-578-0092. That 2020 comment, it didn't hurt me because Zach said it, but boy, it bothered me. Coming up next, if you will it, dude, it is no dream. Theodore Herzl and David Griffin.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.